الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، continuing with شرح السنة أبا الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله. And we've reached point number 28. We've reached point number 28 where the author, he said, والإيمان بأن الإيمان قول وعمل وعمل وقول ونية وإصابة يزيد وينقص يزيد ما شاء الله وينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. Point number 28. Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, to believe that faith comprises of speech and action. Action and statement and belief and adherence to the sunnah. It increases and decreases. It increases as Allah wills and may decrease to the extent that nothing remains of it. Again, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَقَوْلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَإِصَابَةٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ يَزِيدُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَيَنْقُصُ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ. To believe that faith, al-Iman, comprises of speech and action, قول وعمل, speech and action. وَنِيَّةٌ وَإِصَابَةٌ, belief and adherence to the sunnah. أي إصابة السنة. يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ, it increases, iman increases and it decreases. يَزِيدُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, it increases as Allah Azza wa Jalla wills. وَيَنْقُصُ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ, and may decrease to the extent that nothing remains of it. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect us all from that. Al-Sharh, Al-Sheikh Rabi, he said, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, مِمَّا يَجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَاعْتِقَادُهُ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ. From that which it is obligatory upon the servant to believe is that faith consists of statement, action and belief. So we're going to mention these as five points as it pertains to our belief in al-Iman. Al-Iman with Ahl al-Sunnati wal Jama'ah, it consists of qawlun, statement, wa'amal, secondly actions, wa'atiqad, thirdly belief. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, it increases with obedience. وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and it decreases with disobedience. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ حَتَّى يَسِيرَ أَمْثَالِ الْجِبَالِ, it increases with obedience until it becomes like the mountains. وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ إِلَّا أَدْنَى مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةِ وَقَدْ لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. And faith, iman, it decreases with disobedience until there is less than a mustard seed remaining, and it is possible that nothing remains of it. So iman, faith, consists of qawl, statement, amal, actions, وَاعْتِقَاد, belief. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, it increases with obedience. وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and it decreases with disobedience. And brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, this is something that is very beneficial, because all of us, each and every one of us, wants our faith, our iman to increase. So we've just learned, alhamdulillah, that iman is qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, statement, belief and actions. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So reading the Quran, reciting the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is something that increases iman. Praying, is something that increases iman. Dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, increases iman. Giving charity, a sadaqah, it increases iman. Talabat al-ilm, seeking knowledge, increases iman. وَقِسْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْبَقِيَّةِ Any form of ta'a, obedience, increases faith. And at the same time, faith, it decreases with disobedience. So any act of disobedience decreases iman. So Shaykh Rabi, he said, هَذِي الْمَسْأَلَ مِنَ الْمَسَائِلَ الَّتِي اخْتَلَفَتْ فِيهَا الْفِرْقِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ This subject, the scholars, they mention it because it is from those issues that the Islamic sects, they differ concerning. This matter, the matter of an iman, the definition of iman, is something that the Islamic sects, they differ concerning. You have the Murji'ah on one extreme, and you have the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila on the other extreme. It's a matter about which differing occurred. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He guided Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, to the Haqq, to the truth in these matters. So the Shaykh, he said, the Murji'ah Tawa'if, even amongst the Murji'ah who deviated in this matter, the Murji'ah factions, minhum al-ghulat wa minhum murji'ah al-fuqaha. From the Murji'ah you have those who have gone to extremes, the extremists, and you have those who are known as the Murji'ah al-fuqaha. The Murji'ah from amongst the fuqaha. And he's going to tell us what these factions amongst the Murji'ah, what they actually believe. Naam, and somebody sent me the answer. The answer was Naam, al-ma'asi baridul kufr. Disobedience is a road to disbelief. Al-ma'asi, disobedience. The disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla is baridul kufr. It is a path that can lead to disbelief. And that was mentioned by some of the Salaf. That is why a person should never take the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightly. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us and pardon each and every one of us. فالغلات, the extremists, منهم يقولون, the extremists from the Murji'ah, they say, الإيمان هو المعرفة وهم الجهمية. The extremists among them, they say that faith is knowledge of Allah only. And they are the Jahmiyyah. What's so dangerous about that? Why? كيف? أحسنت. The Ghulat, look. The Ghulat, the extremists from the Murji'ah, they say that Iman, faith, is only to have knowledge of Allah. If somebody has knowledge of Allah, then he's a mu'min. They say just having knowledge of Allah, knowing Allah, is sufficient for an individual to be considered a mu'min. And this is the belief of the sect known as the Jahmiyyah. And we know وَهَذَا الضَّلَالِ And this is clear misguidance. وَلَازِمُ قَوْلِهِمْ أَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ مُؤْمِنْ وَإِبْلِيسْ مُؤْمِنْ And that which their statement will necessitate that Fir'aun was a believer and Iblis was a believer. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Because لَأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهِ All of them, Fir'aun and Iblis, and the like of them, they all knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had knowledge of Allah. Iblis, يعرف الله تبارك وتعالى. Iblis, he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe. He had knowledge of Allah. Iblis had knowledge of Allah, the blessed and most high. And Iblis knew that Allah azza wa jalla created the universe. وَخَلَقَ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارُ And that Allah created paradise and the hellfire. وَيُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ And he believed in the divine decree. وَإِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ And other than that. But Iblis, أَكْفَرَ الْكَافِرِينَ The most disbelieving of disbelievers. So even though he had knowledge of Allah, did it benefit him? No. So that's not the definition of Iman. That doesn't make somebody a mu'min. Is that clear to everybody? And the Shaykh, he mentioned, he said, look, قَالَ تَعَالَ Allah, the mighty and majestic, he said, قال ربي بما أغويتني لا أزينن لهم في الأرض ولا أغوينهم أجمعين. And Iblis, he said, Oh my Lord, because you misled me, I shall indeed adorn the path of error, misguidance for mankind on the earth. Iblis said, Oh my Lord, Because you misled me, I shall indeed beautify the path of misguidance for mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead them all. And look at the attitude of Iblis just from this ayah, ikhwan. It doesn't directly relate to the subject, but look how he continues to blame and be arrogant and haughty instead of recognizing his error. Instead of recognizing his error and his mistake and his disobedience, but he tries to justify it and blame, and he becomes haughty and arrogant. La'natullahi alayh. And also, قال ربي بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم. Iblis, he said, oh my Lord, because you mislead me, I shall indeed beautify the path of misguidance. So Iblis, la'natullahi alayh, is going to beautify misguidance. Iblis is going to come to mankind and he's going to beautify it. So don't be surprised that the shayateen amongst the ins, the devils amongst the ins, they may use ayat to support misguidance. They may use ahadith to support misguidance. Nobody is going to come to you and say, this is misguidance, here it is, this is misguidance, follow it. Majority of the people, they're going to beautify it. وَلِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But the shahid is what? Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, said, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. He said, oh my Lord. So he has knowledge of Allah. Iblis has knowledge of Allah, but that did not make him a believer. So that is a clear refutation upon the Jahmiyyah and their likes. وَيُقْسِمْ. And Iblis, he swore by Allah. Iblis, he said, and by your might. Swearing by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And by your might, I shall surely misguide them all. I shall lead them all astray. يعرف الأسماء والصفات. He had knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah. Iblis, la'natullahi alayh. That did not make him a believer. فهو يعرف الله سبحانه وتعالى والتصديق موجود عنده والمعرفة موجودة عنده ومع ذلك هو أكثر الكافرين. So Iblis, he had knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah. He had knowledge of Allah and attested to Allah's existence. However, he is the most disbelieving of the disbelievers. So just to say that Iman is only ma'rifah, to have knowledge of Allah, هَذَا مِنْ أَبْطَلِ الْأَبَاطِيلِ. That is falsehood. فَالَّذِي يَقُولُ. Those who say Al-Iman هو المعرفة, faith is to have knowledge of Allah only, for وَضَالٌ مُضِلٌ, he is astray, leading others astray. بَلْ عَقِيدَتُهُ كُفْرِيَّةٌ. His belief comprises of disbelief. وَكَفَّرَهُمَ السَّلَفُ. And the Salaf declared these individuals, those who hold this belief, to be kuffar, disbelievers. Rather, this belief consists of disbelief, and the Salaf declared these individuals to be disbelievers. So that's the Jahmiyyah, the ghulat from amongst the Murji'ah. Then you have the Murji'ah al-Fuqaha. The Murji'ah al-Fuqaha. And why is this so dangerous? One of the reasons why this is so dangerous, like Ibn Abi Dawood, he said, وَلَا تَكُوا مُرْجِيًا لَعُوبًا بِدِينِهِ أَلَا إِنَّمَا الْمُرْجِيُ بِدِينِ يَمْزَحُ. Ibn Abi Dawood, he said, don't be a murji, because the murji plays games with the religion. وَلَا تَكُوا مُرْجِيًا لَعُوبًا بِدِينِهِ. Do not be a murji, somebody who deviates in the matter of iman and claims that actions are not part of faith. أَلَا إِنَّمَا الْمُرْجِيُ بِدِينِ يَمْزَحُ. Because the murji, he surely plays games with the religion. How? Because imagine you were to say to the people, iman, it doesn't consist of actions. You can do what you want from disobedience. You can abandon what you want from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and your iman is complete. You can drink alcohol, you can steal, you can do this, you can do that from the muharramat, and your iman, it doesn't decrease your iman whatsoever. Your iman is like the iman of Jibreel and Abu Bakr and Umar and all of the righteous. Imagine you would open up the doors to evil ala misra'i. You would open up for the common people the doors of evil wide open. And that encourages people to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why even in our time you have ibarat muhima, statements that can be understood to be in opposition to the belief of Ahlul Sunnah. When you tell someone and you see them clearly doing something haram, you go to them, for example, they may be smoking cigarettes, they may be drinking alcohol, they may be doing stuff which is zahira, clear as the sun in the sky. sister, she may not be covering. You go to them, you say, brother, you know, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, you may, even if you're polite, or sister, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. They say, Iman is in my heart. Iman is here in my heart. What about statement and actions? Naam, Iman is in your heart, but also Iman consists of what? Qawlun wa amal. Statement and action. Yazeed bi ta'a wa yanqusu bil ma'asiya. And some of them say, they add to that, you can't judge me, only Allah can judge me. But if you were at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you were drinking alcohol, and they caught you drinking alcohol, you would see what would happen to you if you tried to use that statement, only Allah can judge me. Naam, true, no doubt. Yawm al-qiyamah, again, that's ibara mujmala. What do you mean by that? Naam, yawm al-qiyamah, only Allah Azza wa Jalla can judge you. However, if you were living in a Muslim country and you committed a sin that involved a prescribed punishment, then you would be punished. So obviously you would receive the prescribed punishment. So even that, only Allah can judge me. If you're doing haram, you deserve to be advised. If you're falling short with the wajibat obligations, you deserve to be advised. وَهَكَذَا. So the Shaykh, he said, وَمُرْجِيَةُ الْفُقَهَا. They're still murjia. They still went astray in this matter. But they're not as bad as the extremists. يقولون, they say, الإيمان والتصديق. They say, faith, iman, is belief of the heart. تَصْدِيقٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَقَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. And statement of the tongue. وَالْعَمَلْ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And they say, actions are not part of faith. So, الصَّلَاةُ وَالزَّكَاةُ وَالصَّوْمُ وَالْحَجُ وَالْجِهَادُ وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. كل هذه ليست من الإيمان وهذا مصادم لنصوص الكتاب والسنة. So the murjat al-fuqaha, again, who erred in this matter, but they did not reach the level of the ghulat min al-murji'ah, the extremists. They say that iman is belief of the heart and statement of the tongue, but actions are not part of iman. وهذا باطل أيضا. That's false in itself as well. So they say, yet actions are not part of faith. So prayer, fasting, hajj, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, are not part of faith. And this totally contradicts what is found in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the Shaykh is going to go on to mention some of the proofs that iman consists of qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqadun yazidu bi ta'ati wa yanqusu bil ma'siyah. It consists of speech, statement. Secondly, actions and belief of the heart. It increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. From the proofs, Allah Azza wa Jal summa salata imana. Allah in the Quran, He referred to prayer and He called it iman. Allah called prayer iman. As we find in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, would never make your prayers be lost. What's that referring to here? Who can tell me? The ayah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah would never make your prayers be lost. So Allah referred here, the word iman. Iman in this ayah is referring to salah. But what's he referring to? Now, when they were commanded to face the Kaaba instead of Jerusalem. So when they started to face the Kaaba, to face the Qibla. When they started to face the Qibla, Allah Azza wa Jal, He informed the believers, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah would never make your prayers be lost. Meaning the prayers that you prayed and you are facing in the direction of Jerusalem, they would never be lost. Because Allah Azza wa Jal. So here the word iman, it refers to as-salah, prayer. Ya'ni, salatukum, your prayers. So prayers is an action, right? So obviously actions are from iman. وَأَطْلَقَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ أَنَّهَا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to various actions as being iman. Likewise, Allah referred to various actions as being faith, iman. Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. That the believers are those, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. So if somebody wants to know if their iman is complete, this is the sign of those individuals, their iman is complete. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts trembles. Somebody says to you, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that's a mighty statement. And how many people, مَا الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ, in our time, they tell someone, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and they're the one doing that which is haram. Or they're the one transgressing, and they say to you, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and they're transgressing. نعم, those ayat are in Surah Al-Anfal. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when the ayat of Allah recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That's the shahid. It increases them in faith. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place their trust in Allah. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who establish the prayer, again, look, this is the attributes of the believers. This is from iman. Those who establish the prayer. And we know the one who abandons the prayer, some of the scholars, they say, مَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ تَهَاوُنًا, even out of negligence, فَقَدْ كَفَرْ, then he disbelieves. نعم. Those who establish the prayer and they spend from what Allah has bestowed upon them. They spend from their wealth. That which Allah has given them. So that's a sign of the believers. They spend for Allah Azza wa Jal. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah said, it is them. They are the true believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. For them, with Allah Azza wa Jal, is grades of dignity with their Lord and generous provision, meaning paradise and forgiveness. So look, brothers and sisters, these verses in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 2 to 4. Look at these ayat and that which وَمَشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْفَوَائِدِ, and that which they contain of benefits. He said, هَذِي الْآيَةِ the Shaykh عَظِيمَ جِدَّ. These verses are magnificent. والقرآن كله عظيم, and all of the Quran is magnificent and great. All of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. ففيها, in these verses, بيان أن أعمال القلوب من الإيمان, is a clarification that the actions of the heart is a part of faith. Because Allah said, إنما المؤمنون, the believers, again, what is considered to be part of faith, الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم, that when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. So that's an action of the heart. So the action of the heart that is being referred to here is from iman. وَبَيَانْ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ يَزِيدُ. Also, we find in these verses, iman increases. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah recited to them, it increases them in faith. That's why Jum'ah, brothers and sisters, the khutbah is not for people to sit against the walls and fall asleep. And unfortunately, many times you see the same faces sitting against the wall and falling asleep. Like, we don't need a reminder. We don't need to hear ayat. For us to, alhamdulillah, continue to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and stay away from the muharramat. Na'am, again, from the signs of the believer, when he hears the ayat of Allah, it increases him in faith. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place their trust in Allah. Tawakkul, we know, عَمَلٌ قَلْبِ. Tawakkul also is an action of the heart. So again, actions of the heart are part of iman. Allah said, these are the qualities of the believers. Likewise, وَبَيَانْ أَنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ أَيْ أَعْمَالِ الْجَوَارِحِ. These verses prove that the actions of the limbs are part of iman. Where is that? Who can tell me? Hassan. La. Abdullah. Ahsan. Na'am. When Allah said, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They are those who establish the prayer and they spend from that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon them. So Allah Azza wa Jal described from the qualities of the mu'minun is what? That they pray. Prayer is min al-a'mal, a'mal al-jawarih. It's from the actions of the limbs. Likewise, they spend from their wealth. Actions. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. It is them who are the true believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to these individuals as being the true believers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us and you from them. فَعَدَّ الْأَعْمَالِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty and Majestic, counted actions mentioned in the verse to be part of faith. أَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَعْمَالِ الْجَوَارِحِ. Actions of the heart and actions of the limbs. عَدَّهَا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. وَبَيَّنَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ يَزِيدُ. And he clarified that iman, it increases. يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ فَيَزِيدُ. The Shaykh said, the believer reads the Qur'an, his iman increases. يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. He remembers Allah, فَيَزِيدُ. His faith increases. يُصَلِّ فَيَزِيدُ. He prays and his iman increases. كُلُّ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ يَعْمَلُهُ يَزِيدُ فِي إِيمَانِهِ. Any righteous actions the servant performs, any righteous action the servant performs, it increases his faith. Na'am, any righteous deed that the servant performs, it increases him in faith, iman. That's why somebody feeling down, somebody feeling depressed, somebody feeling sad, somebody feeling that things are getting on top of them, alhamdulillah, turn to righteous deeds. Turn to righteous deeds. And تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي. The dua to remove anxiety and sadness and depression. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal what? And تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري. To make the Quran the spring of my heart. And the light of my chest and the banisher. That which removes my sorrow. وذهاب همي. Look at that. So when the person makes that dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever makes that dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla will replace his sadness, his grief with happiness. You're asking Allah to make the Quran rabi'a qalbi, the spring of your heart. Because a spring, it gives life. And the Quran, it gives life. Because those individuals at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, they were the most happiest of the people. And the Quran, alhamdulillah, it brought them from what? It brought the people at that time from darkness into the light. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, they were in darkness, dhulumat. Darkness in every sense of the word. In terms of aqa'id, belief, in terms of ibadah, worship, in terms of mu'amala, the interactions and dealings, in terms of akhlaq, the level of immorality. Before the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people were in dhulumat, all forms of darkness. But alhamdulillah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, the believers, they were guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into the light from the darkness. So in that dua, the servant, he asks Allah to make the Qur'an the spring of my heart, the light of my chest. How can that be the case, brothers and sisters, if somebody can't read it? Or they don't try and read it? Or they don't try and learn to read it? They don't reflect upon it? How are they going to receive any of that benefit? Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, wal ma'asi, and disobedience, it decreases iman. وَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ عِنْدُهُمْ الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ كَمَا ذَكَرَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَمَعْرِفَةٌ وَالْمَعْرِفَةُ يَعْنِي الْإِعْتِقَادُ وَذَكَرَ أَيَّ النِّيَّةِ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. That's why the author mentioned clarifying the belief of Ahlul Sunnah. Iman is statement, action, niyyah, belief, or intention, wa isaba, adherence to the sunnah, it increases and it decreases. As for the statement of the author when he said, Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, yazidu bita'ati wa yanqusu bil ma'asiyah, it increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. There are many proofs from the Quran, alhamdulillah, that iman, it increases. from them, منها قول الله تبارك وتعالى, the saying of Allah, the mighty and majestic, in Surah Al-Fath, verse number 4. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, ikhwan, said, mentioned the benefit that when somebody is feeling down and unhappy, they should read the ayat where Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about as-sakina, tranquility and ease. Like for example, here Allah Azza wa Jalla said, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah, it is Allah who sent down a sakina, tranquility, calmness, solace into the hearts of the believers that they may grow in faith along with the faith that they already have. Allahu Akbar. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah sends down sakina, tranquility. You want that tranquility? It doesn't come from anyone else. It comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. تبارك وتعالى. هو الذي أنزل السكينة. Allah is the one who reveals sakina, tranquility, solace, happiness in the hearts of the believers. So if somebody wants that, turn to Allah and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. تبارك وتعالى. And if somebody wants happiness, Allah Azza wa Jalla defines the way to achieve this in the Quran and the Sunnah. If a person doesn't walk upon that path, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. If they're miserable and unhappy, they can only blame themselves. Is that fair? Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. طَاهَا, we did not reveal the Quran for you to be miserable. The Quran was revealed for you to be happy. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He clarifies the tariqah, the way for us to be happy. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives us sakina, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives happiness. So if this is the case, that the way to achieve it, alhamdulillah, is clarifying in the Quran and the Sunnah, and somebody chooses to turn away from it, because they believe that there is a way to achieve happiness with other than the Quran and the Sunnah, if they end up being miserable, if they end up being sad, if they end up being depressed, if they end up being in a state of sorrow, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, they can only blame themselves. We can only blame ourselves. We can't blame anyone else. Because the Quran was revealed for, as a clarification for everything. And one of the most important things that everybody wants, we read in the seminar in Masjid al-Rahmah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, الكل يريد الخير لنفسه. Everyone wants good for themselves. Everyone wants happiness for themselves. But he said, even the kafir, even the disbeliever, but al-kafir يريد الخير في الدنيا فقط. He only wants good in the dunya. He doesn't worry about the akhirah. Everyone wants that, good for themselves. Even the disbeliever, but the disbeliever, he's only worried about the good of the dunya. He's not worried about the akhirah. لأنه لا يؤمن بالآخرة. He doesn't believe in it. Or he doesn't believe in it correctly. If he's from one of the milal that generally believe in the hereafter, and he's upon kufr. However, how do we go about achieving that happiness? Alhamdulillah, for Ahl al-Islam, for the believers, is clear, it's in the Quran and the Sunnah. And if somebody believes that they can find happiness in another way, they will never achieve it and never find it. Likewise, and the Shaykh Rabi said, as-sakina, sakina is tranquility, calmness, solace. فَيَزْدَادُونَ بِذَلِكَ إِيمَانًا. And due to this, they will increase in their faith. هَذَا مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ يَزِيدٍ. And that's a proof that iman increases. Where's the shahid in the ayah that iman increases? Faddal. Harun, where? Where in that verse? Mus'ab. أين الشاهد في الآية? Huh? أحسنت. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا. When Allah said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah Azza wa Jal, it is He who sent down sakina, tranquility and solace into the hearts of the believers, لِيَزْدَادُوا, so that their iman can increase. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that their iman can increase, along with the iman that they already have. وَمِنْهَا, another proof that iman increases. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes in Surah Ali Imran, verse 173. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمَ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The believers to whom the hypocrites said. Look, the hypocrites, they want to scare the believers. المنافقون يريدون أن يخوف المؤمنين. هذا دعبهم, that's their way. The منافقين, من صفاتهم, from their characteristics, is what? They want to scare the believers. They want to alarm the believers. They don't want the believers to be comfortable. الذين قال لهم الناس, and this is في كل زمان وكل في كل وقت, in every time and every place, وفي كل مكان, the hypocrites, they said to the believers, إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم, the people, they've gathered against you. And at that time, the pagan Arabs, they've gathered against you. Therefore, فخشوهم, fear them, be scared. But if somebody has complete iman, فزادهم إيمانا, this done nothing except increase them in faith. But it only increased them in faith. Why? Because they placed their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. They placed their trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, whoever places their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. So when the hypocrite said to them, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمَ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسِ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادُهُمْ إِيمَانًا, when the hypocrite said to the believers, the people, they've united among themselves to annihilate you. So be scared of them. Fear them. And this done nothing except increase the believers in their faith. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to be like that. Surah Ali Imran, verse 173. And the Shaykh, he said, هذا الإرهاب وهذا التخويف. Look, this terrorizing the people of Haqq, because the people of Haqq, يَتَمَسَّكُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, they hold on to the truth. Why? For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. يَبْتَغُونَ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, they seek the face of Allah by that, not to please the people. So this terrorizing, trying to scare them, done nothing. مَا زَادُهُمْ إِلَّا ثَبَاتٍ وَإِيمَانًا, it only increased them in their firmness and their faith. That's why the person, the believer with complete iman, when a fitna, a trial comes to him, na'am, you will see that that individual will be firm, and it will only increase them in their firmness and their iman. Look, if we look and we take examples, Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, this noble female, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of the believers, when they accused her in Qisat al-Ifk, they were munafiqoon, the ones who invented the lie. The ones who invented it. They wanted to defame the Prophet directly, but they were cowards, they couldn't, because it would be clear what they were upon. So they chose, وَلِعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, to malign and defame the character and the dignity and the honor of the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But she was patient, even though she cried. She was patient, and Allah Azza wa Jal barra'ah Allah fi kitabi. Allah Azza wa Jal exonerated her and praised her in His book. And it done nothing except increase her in goodness, in iman, and in firmness upon the truth. Likewise, if you look at the incident of the scholars, the ulama, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when the people, there was a succession of a number of rulers, and they were compelling the people, forcing the people to say that the Qur'an was created, which is kufr, disbelief. Imam Ahmad, Abba, he refused and يَقُولَ ذَلِكَ, to say that, and he said, بَلْ الْقُرْآنِ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ, the Qur'an is the speech of Allah and it's uncreated. And they imprisoned him, سَجَنُوهُ وَعَذَّبُوهُ, and they tormented him, they tortured him, نعم, and they threatened him. And they brought علماء السوء, the deviant scholars, الَّذِينَ بَاعُوا دِينَهُمْ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, who sold their religion for some worldly possession. They, nam, people that, you know, they were, at that time it was said that they're people of knowledge. They brought these frauds in front of him to try and debate him. But alhamdulillah, Imam Ahmad, he remained firm upon the Quran, upon the Sunnah, upon the way of the Sahaba. And look how Allah Azza wa Jal raised him. He's known as what? The Imam of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Some of the Salaf, they said Allah Azza wa Jal, he saved the religion through Abu Bakr on the day of apostasy, and he saved the religion through Imam Ahmad during the fitna, when the people were being compelled and forced to say that the Qur'an was created. But Imam Ahmad, he remained firm, and he said, the Qur'an kalam Allah ghayru makhluq. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to walk upon the path of the prophets and the path of the prophets and the messengers, and likewise the companions and the writers from the ulama. This is the way. How many people are so quick to sell out? How many people? For a big audience, or because of some worldly possession, or because it gets a bit difficult, or because they have a personal difference with somebody. How many people for frivolous things, minor things? May Allah Azza wa Jalla, nasa Allah Azza wa Jalla al-thabat. We ask Allah for firmness. Because no doubt there are many fitan in this time. Yani as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تُعْرَدَ الْفِتَنَ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَسِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. The fitan, the trials and the tribulations, they will be presented to the hearts. Yani they will be presented to the hearts like the reed mat is woven. Meaning a mat that is twig after twig after twig. When they used to make those mats, you would put one twig and another twig and another twig. Meaning fitna is going to come one after another. The Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? He said, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ, any heart that absorbs that fitna, نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ, a black dot is going to be placed upon it. And any heart that rejects that fitna, a white dot is going to be placed upon it. Until there's two hearts. One is going to be black, one is going to be white. Na'am. So fitna is going to come. The black heart, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what did he say about it? لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا. It will not be able to recognize good and it will not be able to reject evil. So that shows the importance of knowledge. When we read these books, alhamdulillah, no doubt we read these books to gain knowledge, and we do it for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with al-ikhlas, seeking the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but also we do it so that we can know the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so that which we learn we can bite onto with our molar teeth. No matter who comes today, even if he's an alim, a scholar, and he opposes the way of Al-Imam Al-Ajurri, Muhammad ibn Hussein, or he opposes the way of Al-Barbahari, or he opposes the way of Imam Ahmad, or he opposes the way of Al-Lalika'i, or he opposes the way of Abu Zur'a, Abu Hatim Al-Raziyin, or he opposes the way of Sufyan al-Thawri or Sufyan ibn Uyayna. If they come today and they oppose the way of the Salaf, the way of the Salaf, aqidatan or manhaja, we don't accept it from them. And if it's a scholar of the Sunnah, we say Jazakallahu khairan, may Allah reward you. And their mistake is rejected, however their honor is preserved. If it's a person of bid'ah, fala karamata lahu. Na'am. That's why alhamdulillah, ikhwan, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He grants us beneficial knowledge, knowledge that we can implement. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from knowledge that is not beneficial. If we learn now, and we're learning the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah, we're learning the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah, but then when the fitna comes, khalas, it goes out the window, we're just, I'm confused. Akhi, why are you confused? Darasta sharh sunnah al-barbahari. Qara'ta asul sunnah lil-imam Ahmad. Yani, darasta kutub al-salaf. Why are you confused? When the masal is wadiha bayin, is clear. Kalam al-salaf, the way of the salaf in that issue is clear as the sun in the sky. The Shaykh also, he mentioned, he said, wa minha qawluhu ta'ala. Also, the saying of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. Another proof that iman increases, faith increases. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتُهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. الآية. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, and we have set none but angels as guardians of the fire, and we have fixed their number as 19, only as a trial for the disbelievers, in order that the people of the book may arrive at certainty, and the believers may increase in iman. So the shahid is here, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, and so that the believers, those who believe, it can increase them in their iman. And that's in Surah Al-Mudathir, verse number 31. Surah Al-Mudathir, verse number 31. The Shaykh, he said, هذه الآية أيضا من الأدلة على أن الإيمان يزيد ويزيد ويزيد حتى يصير كالجبال والأدلة كثيرة على زيادة الإيمان. This ayah is also a proof that iman increases and it increases and it increases until it becomes like the mountains. And the proofs that establish that iman increases are many. وَمِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ عَلَى نُقْصَانِهِ أَحَدِيثَ الشَّفَاعَةِ. from the proofs that faith it decreases is the ahadith about the intercession. Naam, iman. Also the ulama, they say if iman increases, then it must decrease. But there's also proofs in the Quran and likewise in the sunnah that iman, it decreases. Who can give me a proof in the sunnah that iman, it decreases? Who can give me a proof? Min as-sunnah that iman, it decreases. Or an ayah from the Quran. What about the hadith? Man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever sees an evil, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, change it with his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ, if he can't, then with his tongue. نَعْمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, if he can't change it with his tongue, then with his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, that's the weakest of iman. So that wording right there, ذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, is that iman, it decreases. Because it's gone from what? مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا, whoever sees an evil, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, then change it with his hand. Meaning if he has the qudra, the ability to change it. Like the Muslim ruler, or for example, in a minor capacity, a person maybe in his house with his family and so on and so forth. Depending upon ability, qudra. If you don't have the ability, that part doesn't apply to you. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, whoever is not able, فَبِلِسَانِهِ, then with his tongue. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, whoever is not able to change it with his tongue, فَبِقَلْبِهِ, with his heart. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, that's the weakest part of faith. And if you look in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that comes in Sahih Muslim, the wording is slightly different. مَنْ جَاهَدُهُمْ بِيَدِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whoever strives against them with his hand, he's a believer. وَمَنْ جَاهَدُهُمْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whoever strives against them with his tongue, he's a believer. وَمَنْ جَاهَدُهُمْ بِقَلْبِهِ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whoever strives against them with his heart, then he is a believer. وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ, after that there's not even a mustard seed of faith left. So iman, clearly in those ahadith, it decreases. Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, also the ahadith al-shafa'ah, the intercession on the Day of Judgment, there are proofs that iman, it decreases. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونَ عِنْدُهُ مِقْدَارُ دِينَارُ, because there will be people, they are brought out from the hellfire, they have with them what? The amount of a dinar of faith. From them, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَبْقَى عِنْدُهُ إِلَّا مِقْدَارُ نِسْفِ دِينَارُ, some of them, they only have the amount of half a dinar of faith. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَبْقَى عِنْدُهُ إِلَّا مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ, and there are some that they do not have with them of iman, of faith, except the weight of a mustard seed. إِلَى آخِرِهِ. And it comes in those some of those ahadith concerning the shafa'ah, intercession on the Day of Judgment, that they will be brought out of the hellfire. مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ, that they will be brought out from the fire, whoever has in his heart faith that is smaller and smaller than a grain of mustard seed. فالقرآن دل على الزيادة والسنة دلت على النقصان. The Shaykh said, the Quran establishes that faith increases and the Sunnah proves that it decreases. He said, actually, بل من القرآن ما يدل على النقصان. We find in the Quran also what establishes for us that iman, it decreases. وهو قول الله تعالى, and it is the saying of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات. The meaning being of this ayah, then we gave the book as inheritance to those of our slaves whom we chose. The Qur'an, we gave them this Qur'an as inheritance. Na'am. For those from our slaves that we have chose. There are some from them who oppress they wrong their own selves. There are some from among those, they wrong their own selves. طيب. There are some from, and this is referring to the naqis al-iman, the one whose faith is deficient. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the ayah, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, and we gave them the book, the Qur'an, those whom we chose from our servants. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, from them are those who oppress them, their own souls. الَّذِي يَعْسِ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, the one who disobeys Allah, does he harm Allah Azza wa Jalla? No, he doesn't harm Allah. لَا يَدُرُّ اللَّهَ وَلَا فِي شَيْءٍ, he doesn't harm Allah. But he's ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, he's an oppressor to his own soul. The one who sins and disobeys Allah, يَظْلِمُ نَفْسَهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the Quran, you find He refers to those people that disobey him as being who? What? Oppressors of their own souls. Who can give me another example?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ.
Those who the angels, they seek their, take their souls, they oppress their own selves. Allah Azza wa Jalla referred to them as what? People who oppress their own selves. They wrong their own selves. Naam. So the one who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jalla, who's he wronging? He's wronging himself. He's oppressing himself. So here in this ayah, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ أَيْ بِالْمَعَاصِي أَلَّتِي هِيَ دُونَ الْكُفْرِ. From them, amongst those people who Allah has given the book, meaning from this ummah, are those who oppress themselves. Those who oppress themselves, meaning هُمَ الْعُصَاتِ لِأَنَّ إِمَانُهُمْ نَاقِصٌ. That's referring to the sinners from amongst the believers because their iman is deficient. It's in Surah Fatir, verse number 32.
Na'am.
So go in, inshallah, read the tafsir of As-Sa'di for the ayah that the Shaykh he quoted. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And we gave the book to those whom we chose from our servants, meaning from this ummah. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. From them are those who have wronged themselves, they oppress themselves. أَيْ بِالْمَعَاصِيَ الَّتِي هِيَ دُونَ الْكُفْرِ. They oppress themselves by disobeying Allah with disobedience that is lesser than disbelief. They're still believers, but they oppress themselves with disobedience. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. And there are those who are on the moderate path. There are those who are upon the moderate path. أي مقتصر على ما يجب عليه. تارك للمحرم. They suffice with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has made obligatory upon them, and they stay away from the haram. So they, Allah Azza wa Jalla قسم الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الآية المؤمنين الذين أورثهم الله هذا الكتاب إلى. Allah divided those who He gave the book into three groups. First, those who oppress themselves. They're those who, the believers who commit disobedience and they disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. The second, وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Those who are, they're moderate, they're upon the balance way. Meaning what? They suffice with performing the obligations. مُتَوَسِطْ يُؤَدِّ الْوَاجِبَاتِ وَيَجْتَنِبَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. They perform the obligations and they stay away from that which is haram. And the last, the third, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And the third is those who, they are foremost in doing good deeds. سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. As the Shaykh he explained here, he said, وَهُمَ الَّذِينَ يَقُومُونَ بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ وَيَجْتَنِبُونَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَيَجْتَنِبُونَ الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ وَيَتَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْمُسْتَحَبَّاتِ. They are those, they fulfill the obligations, they stay away from that which is forbidden, they stay away from that which is disliked, and they draw near to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, through the recommended actions. So there's three groups of people. Who can repeat them for me? Faddal, Rashid. You didn't get it? Faddal. Those who oppress themselves. Zalimun li nafsihi. And those who oppress themselves. Aswad is referring to what? Naam. The people from this ummah, meaning who are disobedient. Their iman is deficient due to their ma'asi. The next group, Mujahid. What are they referred to in the ayah? Moderate, what's the word? Muqtasid. Naam, moderate meaning what? They suffice with the obligations and? Abdul Malik, Sa'idhu. Naam, they stay away from the forbidden matters. They're on the moderate way. They're not like the sinners from the believers, but they're not like those who are foremost in good. They're upon the middle path. Which is what? They suffice with the obligations and they stay away from the forbidden acts. However, سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Those who are foremost in doing good, at the head of them, are who? Abdul Aziz Fadda. They fulfill the wajibat, stay away from the forbidden acts, they do the nawafil, what else? Stay away from? La makruhat, that which is disliked. You got that, Hassan? Sure? Allahu Akbar. Even As-Sa'di mentions a beautiful benefit, Ikhwan, with regards to the ayah. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll read it for you. Bi-idhnillah. He said, when Allah Azza wa Jal said about those who are foremost in good, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And there are those who are foremost in performing good, And this is by the will of Allah. He said, look, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah mentions, bi'idhnillah, this is by the will of Allah. Raji'un ila sabiq bil khairat. And this is referring to those who are foremost in doing good deeds. Why? لِأَلَّا يَقْتَرْ بِعَمَلِهِ, so that he is not deluded by his actions. Because somebody who is foremost in doing good deeds, he may become amazed with himself. مُعْجِب بِنَفْسِهِ. But Allah mentioned بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the will of Allah, so that he is not deluded and amazed by his own actions. بَلْ مَا سَبَقَ إِلَى الْخَيْرَاتِ إِلَّا بِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the only reason he was able to be foremost in doing good deeds is because Allah gave him success and aided him to do this. فَيَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَشْتَغِلْ بِشُكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى مَا أَنْعَمَ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ. So therefore, even the one who سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, the foremost in doing good deeds, he should still thank Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, for what he blessed him with. Why? Because it was only the tawfiq of Allah that he was able to do that. So the Shaykh, he went on to say, he said also, and inshallah will suffice with that, ikhwan, and I'll just close with, the Shaykh, he goes on to mention about the Al-Karramiyyah. But he said, سأل ابن أبي حاتم أبا زرعة وسأل أباه عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين وما يعتقده علماء الأمصار وما يعتقدانه هما فقال. Ibn Abi Hatim himself was a scholar, a person of knowledge. He asked Abu Zur'a and his father Abu Hatim about the beliefs of Ahl al-Sunnah as it relates to the fundamentals of the religion and what the scholars of the different lands used to believe and what the both of them believed. So Ibn Abi Hatim, the son of Abu Hatim, he asked his father, who was Abu Hatim, and he asked Abu Zur'a, two imams of the Salaf, about the belief of the people of the Sunnah as it pertains to the fundamental matters of the religion. And what was the belief of the scholars of the different lands? Because they traveled to many lands. So he was asking them, what do the scholars believe as it pertains to Aqidah in all of the different lands that you traveled to? And what do you two believe about these things? And again, that's the benefit of that, is that what? We return back to an understanding of the Salaf. Even though he was a person of knowledge himself, he's asked his father and he asked Abu Zur'a. And they said, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاء. We met the scholars. فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ. In all of the lands. And there's another benefit from this. حِجَازًا in Hijaz and in Iraq and in Misr and Sham and Yemen. They travel to all those lands. Look at رِحْلَ فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. In this time, a person, you know, he can't, if there's a fight or there's a football match, he can't avoid that to mother attend the lesson. قَلَّ مَنْ تَجِدْ. It's rare that you find somebody, they'll turn away from that to attend the dars. The Salaf, look, Abu Zur'a, Abu Hatim, they said the scholars that we met, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاء, we met the scholars, فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ, in the various lands, Hijaz, Iraq, Misr, Sham, Yemen, there was no aeroplanes then, there was no cars then. If a person was blessed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would have a camel or a horse or the like. فَكَانَ مِن مَذْهَبِهِمْ. Again, another benefit from that, that there's no, amongst the Salaf, there was no ikhtilaf in aqeedah. They never used to disagree about belief. Not like foolish people claim in our time. Ibn Abi Hatim asked his father, Abu Zur'a, what is the belief of the people of the Sunnah as it pertains to the fundamentals of the religion? They say, we met the scholars in all of the lands, and this is what they believe. Did they start up by saying, but the scholars, they differed in aqeedah? That's ludicrous. That's insane. They said, وَمِن مَذْهَبْ فَكَانَ مِن مَذْهَبِهِمْ. From their belief was what? أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. From their belief was that iman, that iman is statement and action, meaning statement of the heart, statement of the tongue, action of the heart, action of the limbs, action of the tongue, يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ, it increases and decreases. That was the belief of all of the scholars that they met. علماء الأمصار جميعا وقبلهم الصحابة. All of the scholars in the different lands and before them the companions, they said what? They said iman is qawl wa amal, statement and action. That's the same as saying qawl, statement, amal, actions, i'tiqad and belief. It increases and decreases. And the Shaykh goes on to refute here a statement of some of the people in our time from the Haddadi and other than them, but we'll suffice with that inshallah ta'ala.